Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I just want to talk a little bit about what it's like. I mean, you've done it before, switching teams, learning a new staff. Sort of what stuff do you work on first with the guys or trying to get to know them?
I mean, I think you said it right there. It's just communication first and foremost. I think any relationship's kind of based off of that. And I think the pitcher-catcher relationship is something that's pretty sacred in this game and has been for a long time. So just kind of opening up the communication line with them and trying to get a vibe for what makes them tick, what makes them good, and when they feel right. And just anything that we can kind of do to help them with cues, whether that be cues or whether that be with sideline work or whatever it is, or video. So, I mean, just, you know, just getting a vibe for each and every guy.
So once you sign here, do you start looking at video of guys at that point, or when does that start to get on your radar?
Pretty soon. You know, step one is learning names, I think, and just making sure that you got that down, which, you know, I've had a pretty good feel for the clubhouse. Now I've been here about a week, just some guys have been popping in early and got a chance to meet some new guys. Yeah, I mean, once we kind of get rolling and get established a little bit and get used to the clubhouse, start checking some things out from last year and having conversations with them about it. And then also, you know, working with the pitching coach. You know, Oscar's got, he's kind of in a similar boat. He's got to learn these guys on the fly too. So for us to kind of feed off of each other, that's going to be helpful for both of us.
I was talking to Jacob Stallings the other day, and he said that he's tried to help in any way that he could all the new catchers that have come in pick things up. What's it mean to have a guy? I mean, it's a competition for a job. There's a guy that's saying, like, that's fine, but, like, let's all work together and make this the most for everyone.
Yeah, we're all wearing the same uniform, and each and every catcher that's played knows how difficult it can be and what challenges come up when you're trying to learn new stuff. So, I mean, to make each other better and to make yourself better, you know, you have to push each other. And a way to make that a little bit quicker, I think, would be to kind of have your guys learn your staff sooner. And he's done a great job of that, and we're having daily communication, even, you know, just in the first few days. So he's been tremendous, and we're going to rely a lot on him with some guys that are foreign to us.
Now, have you had a chance to sit down with Shelton yet, get to know him a little bit?
Oh, I know Shelty from a long time ago. I came up with the Rays, and he was the hitting coach there. So all of my first you know, spring trainings when I was a minor leaguer and had a chance to come over to the big league side, he was there. Got a chance to know him, and then he was my hitting coach in part of 15 and then 16. And then we both went to Toronto together in 17. He was the quality control coach, I think is what they called him, and have a great relationship with him, so kind of hit the ground running with him.
So how much does that help you then, getting adjusted here, that at least it's a familiar face at that point?
Definitely. Ben Sherrington too. I mean, the relationships I have with both of them go, wouldn't say way back, but they, you know, they're pretty established in baseball terms, right? You know, 4, 5, 6 years or whatever it is. It only helps. You know, this game's hard enough, so if you have a chance to kind of find some familiarity, it just helps you get your feet wet that much sooner, and you can just go play ball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.